How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a courageous woman who faces 100,000 hostile soldiers to save the life of her husband. But first, a word from your announcer. I'm sure we'll all heed those words. Now step with me behind the scenes to a village in the interior of China on a morning of December of 1936. An army officer is aroused by the sound of gunfire and angry shouts outside his headquarters. He looks out the window into the street. The place is almost surrounded by a solid angry mob. He shakes his head sorrowfully. The dreaded rebellion has broken out at last. A bullet crashed through the window close to the officer's head. He must try to escape to get back to his own troops. He slipped out the back door of the building and raced toward the sheltering slopes of the mountain that overlooked his headquarters. Bullets whistled over his head. The chatter of machine guns and bursting shells added to the unholy cacophony of battle. He ran on until he fell exhausted just inside a small cave in the mountainside. Finally, the rebellious soldiers found him. He was taken to the city of Xi'an and placed in detention in one of the large headquarters buildings. The rebel leaders, Chang Sui Liang and Yang Hu Cheng, called upon their prisoner. "You know why we're holding you in detention, do you not?" asked Chang. "Yes," answered the prisoner. "You and your men are in a hurry to fight Japan. So am I. But we must wait until we're united and have the arms and supplies that our allies will send us. China isn't organized enough for an all-out war. I realize my position here. You can kill me because of my beliefs and my principles, but others will follow me and the nation will live." Chang laid a hand on the shoulder of the officer. "We're not enemies, but we will be forced to hold you here until you change your mind or until the national government has acceded to our demands." The prisoner wrote to his wife in Shanghai not to worry about him, and under no circumstances was she to endanger her life by coming to Shenzhen. But he hadn't reckoned with the cool courage and determination of the woman he loved. As soon as she heard the news of her husband's capture, she rushed to Nanking to plead with the government and military leaders not to attack the rebel forces at the Shenzhen stronghold, for an attack would sign a death warrant for her imprisoned husband. A civil war would be the result, and Japan would have an open door to victory. Finally, the military leaders decided to gain the release of the officer by negotiations, but this met with complete failure after 10 days of trying. Both armies were ripe for battle. The officer's wife boarded a plane for Shenzhen. As the plane circled the rebel stronghold for a landing, she handed a loaded revolver to her companion. "I don't know what'll happen here," she told him, "but if they kill my husband or try to seize me, shoot me." The rebel leaders met her at the airport and escorted her to her husband's quarters. The prisoner scolded her for risking her life to come to him, yet he knew that he wanted her near. The rebels clamored for the death of their hostages. Thousands of them gathered around the quarters, shouting and throwing stones at the windows. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. For 2 days, the frail woman pleaded for the life of her husband. At last, an agreement was made. On Christmas Day, the prisoner was set free and given safe conduct back to Nanking. The faithful wife who came to the rescue of her husband, facing almost certain death at the hands of the rebel hordes, was Madame Chiang Kai-shek. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at the same time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.